Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lassier, and the message today is titled, Do You Boast in the Lord? Divine Boasting?
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today I'd like to talk with you about boasting. Divine boasting. Using your mouth, lifting it up to praise the Lord. Do you do that? Do that regularly? Do you do that often? Do you do that rarely? Do you do that almost never? Let's talk today about boasting, divine boasting, and the difference between the world's boasting and the Christian's boasting. Is this something God authorizes and commands us to do and delights in, to boast and lift up your voice with great pride in His name? Let's take a look at that today and see what we can learn by the Scriptures for our encouragement in Christ. Well, first of all, let's just define boasting. What does it mean to boast? Basically, to boast is to lift up your voice with an excessive pride, to proclaim the greatness of something, like Psalm 44. In God we've boasted continually, it says. The word there in the Hebrew is halal, to praise God, to glory, to shine, to speak proudly of Him, to boast. 2 Corinthians 10 in the New Testament, Paul says, let him who boasts, boast of the Lord. The word there in the Greek New Testament is kauchaomai, to glory in something, to lift up the neck in a proud manner, to proclaim the greatness of something that you have great pride in, to boast. In English, it means all these things, to speak it out with great pride, something you believe in, and especially it simply means this, to brag. Can you say that word with me? Brag. Do you brag on the Lord? Do you use your lips to brag about the greatness of His name? Bragging is what we're talking about today, and bragging rights, okay? So, where does the bragging and the boasting come from? It comes from our hearts. What do we use to brag with? Our lips. So, it comes out the mouth, and the greater the volume, the greater the boast. I'm kind of thinking I'm number one. I'm number one! Which one was greater? The stronger the voice, the greater the brag. If you want to think about that, we boast of what we trust in for our power and strength. Think about that again. The thing that we boast about is what we trust in for our power and strength. To give a worldly example, consider Mr. T from Rocky III. Remember him? Was he a braggart? Did he boast? Well, he boasted from his heart. He boasted with his lips. He boasted before the media and all the world, and especially to Rocky's face, I'm the best. Ain't no one can beat me. I'm number one. I can't be beat. You're going down. That kind of boasting. What was he boasting of? What he trusted in. What did he trust in? His own physical might, his strength, his boxing skills. Ain't nobody can beat me. And his aim. What is the purpose of boasting in the world? To inflate and lift up yourself, exalt self, and to belittle and weaken everybody else around you so that even before they get into the boxing ring, Rocky is already crushed and defeated by the boast of the words of the mouth of Mr. T. So there's great power in boasting. What do most people in the world boast of? Well, like I said a moment ago, it's whatever they trust in for their strength and power to exalt themselves. You can have Mr. T or the Mr. T of the Bible, Goliath. Remember him? He was the same way. He boasted of his physical strength and might. And he spoke to David, boasting. He says, come to me, little boy, and I'll give you to the beasts of the field and to the birds of the air this day. He taunted David, even before they fought, with his words, like Mr. T, to belittle Rocky, or to belittle David in this case, to crush him before he even gets to the field. So people boast of, I'm so strong, I'm stronger than you. They also boast, if they're not so strong physically, of the army that's behind them, the weapons and the numbers and the power. You know, Napoleon and Hitler, they were not very strong physically, were they? They were pipsqueaks and midgets. And yet, they boasted, but my army behind me is strong, and I will crush you, that kind of thing, you know? Can't do Napoleon so well, we will crush you, huh? If people do not have armies behind them, they'll boast of their riches. Psalm 49 says, the rich man boasts of his wealth and trusts in his wealth and boasts of the abundance of his riches. You know, a lot of people boast, I got a big bank account, I'm better than you. Exalting self to belittle the others, that's the purpose, and their trust of their strength, namely their money. If people don't have riches, they might boast of their higher position. I'm your boss at work, you better obey me, I'm higher than you, or I'm the upperclassman at school, or like Haman in the story of Esther, I'm the right-hand man to the king, everybody better worship and bow down to me or I'll destroy you. So people boast of that, and they boast of all kinds of things. We can go on forever on that, the way man exalts himself with his boasts, with his tongue. I'm better looking than you, I'm number one. I have better grades than you. I have greater skills and talents at this than you. I am wiser and cleverer than you. I can outsmart you. My family and friends and groups that I'm associated with are better than yours. The places I live are better. My country I boast in. My experiences, whatever they are. I have better experiences than you. Whatever they do, they're always doing what? Exalting themselves, belittling others, and they're boasting of what they rely on and trust in for their power to be number one. People can even boast in spiritual things, can't they? You know, if you look at the Bible, the Jews boasted of their relationship with God by the law, thinking we've kept the whole thing, we're number one, we're the best, and everybody else is way beneath us. When in fact, the reality was, when Jesus came to preach, you've broken the law and it's brought you low, not high. And it's meant to drive you to me. So we read of the wicked's boasting in the Bible, Psalm 94. God says, they pour out their arrogant words. They boast all the evildoers. They crush thy people, O Lord, and afflict thy heritage. And it's the tongue, says James, the lips, which is a little member, but boasts of great things, and how great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire. Isn't that true? Very powerful, this tongue, the boasting it makes. What's God say, though, about the world's boasting in all these earthly things? I hate them. Number one, they're foolish. Number two, they're evil. Number three, they are born of pride, to exalt yourself, and therefore remember that pride goeth before a fall. God says this and warns the wicked of the world of their boasting. He says, Psalm 5, the boastful may not stand before thy eyes. Thou hatest all evildoers. Thou destroyest those who speak lies. The Lord abhors bloodthirsty and deceitful men. Again, Psalm 12. David says, may the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts. Strike it down, O Lord. Psalm 75, God says, I say to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn. Don't lift it up on high or speak with insolent neck. For it's not from the east or the west that comes lifting up, but it's God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another. And he has a cup well mixed, a cup of wrath, and he'll make the wicked drain it down to the dregs, says God. Let me ask you, do you think the wicked, the unbelievers of the world, take heed and cease their boasting at the Lord's forewarnings? Do they stop their proud taunts? No, they just boast all the more, it seems. Open their mouths to speak blasphemies, and watch this, very important, especially against God's people on earth. They make great boasts to try to belittle you and weaken you before you even get to the field of battle, to defeat you by the boasts of the words of their mouths. How great we are, how weak you. Look at that. We saw that in Goliath, right? He tried to defeat David before they got to the battlefield. Come to me, little boy. I'll give your birds, your flesh to the birds of the air this day and to the beasts of the field. So he tries to belittle God's people, David, in this case, to destroy him with his boasts. The armies that came against Jerusalem, king of Assyria, said the same. We've conquered all of these lands. And can you survive from us? They're boasting of how great they are. We're going to defeat your heart even before we get to battle by our boasts. King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come in here. What is this that I hear about you? That you won't bow down and worship my golden image? If you won't do that, I'll cast you into the burning fiery furnace, says he. And the king said, and who is the God who can deliver you out of my hand? In other words, I'm God. I'm greater than all. Your God can't stand before me. See, his boasts to try to make them afraid. And the burning fiery furnace right there. And they did the same with the apostles. They drew them in. They arrested them after preaching Jesus. And they said, we're the rulers of the world. We have all numbers on our side and power. You're but fishermen. We charge you. Speak no more to anyone in this man's name. So they are boasting over them to put them into fear, to weaken them, to inflate themselves and deflate the righteous, the saints. And so do we have loudmouthed boasters in our day? You know, you could have the bully in the playground. Sure, they're out there. The boss at work, he's out there. We've also got these so-called global elites. Nice name they chose for themselves. High positions of power, government, finances, entertainment, world billionaires. What do? They are the loudmouth boasters of our day. Look at us. We have all power. We have the positions. We have all money. We are gods and you must serve us. In so many words, they cry and try to intimidate the Christians of our day, saying, worship and fall down before us, for we are the lords of these years. Submit or be killed, in so many words, they say. And so, next question I have is, what should be our response to this kind of boasting? Whether it be local, or a circumstance that's against you, or big powerful people in the world, what's God want you to do? When they boast and throw out their words at you, what does God want you to do? Sit back? You think? Take it easy? Be quiet? Remain like a church mouse, say nothing. Is that what God's after with you? How should we counter this? Well, let me tell you, God tells us in the scripture, don't just sit there and take that. You shout back at if it's the situation or a person or the big people of the world in private or out loud if necessary, that is in public, whatever. It says, you, if they shout, you, Christians, my people, you should shout the louder, your boasts. But what should be our boasts? It's different from theirs. They boast in themselves. What is our boast? God says, but as for you, you boast of me. You boast of the Lord who's with you to deliver you in this situation. You boast of my name. Do we see this in the scriptures? Absolutely. Brag on me, says God. He says this in 1 Corinthians 1. Paul says, God is the source of our life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. As it's written, let him who boasts, boast of the Lord. So this is divine authorized boasting. To boast of God. We can boast of no other, by the way, for who else can we rely on to prevail against all of our enemies? And remember, we boast of what? What we trust in for our power. They boast of earthly things, we of the Lord and his name. For God says in Jeremiah, thus says the Lord, don't let the wise man boast in his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast or glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories or boasts, boasts in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practice steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. Boast of our relationship. Boast that you know me. Boast of the God who's with you. Psalm 20, David says, some boast of chariots, okay? Some boast of horses. But we boast of the name of the Lord our God. They shall collapse and fall, but we shall rise and stand upright. And Psalm 44, and God, we've boasted continually, we will give thanks to thy name forever. What does it mean to boast in God? It means to answer back the taunts of our enemies or whatever's coming against us with bragging on the Lord. Do you do this? I think of the guy in Sound of Freedom. He was, he's put out this movie about catching child traffickers. And do you think all the child traffickers are coming against him in the world to destroy? Well, he says in an interview, I am not afraid of you. I want you to know, and I want to let you know, my Jesus, he's coming for you. Is that boasting back? Think about that. Whenever you're troubled, whenever you're frightened, and also in the good times, by the way, we should boast on the Lord, but especially when beset by enemies or maybe there's just a circumstance against you, don't just sit there. Don't take that. Stand up and fight and proclaim the name of the Lord, says God. For what really is Christian boasting ultimately? It's just faith getting up off the couch and going to war, isn't it? Spreading wings and learning to fly. And as they marshal their forces by their boasts, we are also calling in our power by our boasts. And the good news, we win, because the one in whom we trust is able to win over everything they trust, hands down, every time, every day, all week. God is the victor and Jesus Christ the champion in all things. Boast of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ against whatever comes against you. Let's, for your inspiration, look at a couple of examples. David and Goliath, we go back to them.
Goliath made great boasts. Come to me, little boy. I will feed your flesh to the birds of the air this day.
That was pretty intimidating. What did David do? He sit there like a church mouse and take it quietly? No, David just shouts back the louder. David says, you come to me with a sword, a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you've defied, and this day the Lord will give you into my hand, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hand. Does that sound like a beautiful thing? I want to ask you, are you going to be a quiet church mouse, or are you going to be a roaring lion? God says, I want you to boast. Let my name be out there. Roar back at what comes against you. And, you know, when we do, David ran at Goliath and struck him down, but it was really God heard his name being bragged on in heaven. I'm running down here to defend my name. And he gave David the victory with all speed. If you think about it, Elijah fought against 400 prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. If you remember that story, one man versus 400. But it was a contest. Elijah actually starts to divinely mock the other guys. He's like, well, your God hasn't shown up yet. What's the matter with you? Maybe your God's asleep. Maybe he's taking a snooze. Maybe he's on a vacation. Where is your God? He mocked them with a divine boasting. And he says, now watch this. And he calls on the name of the Lord, and whoosh, down comes the fire. And everybody knows God is the Lord and not Baal. You look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king, Nebuchadnezzar, threatened them, threw around his weight to make them feel tiny. I can kill you. You better worship my golden image or I'll throw you into the burning fiery furnace, and who can deliver you? What God out of my hand? You know what? They didn't sit there quietly and take that. They boasted and bragged on God. It says, O king, we don't have to answer you in this matter, but hear this. Our God, whom we serve, is able to do it. And he can deliver us, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if not, since we don't always know his will, glorious defiance, we will not serve the image which you set up. The king was furious. Into the fire they go, but they were bragging on the Lord. Do you think God heard that? God rushed down there, and in the fire he was there with them, and he brought them out unscathed and unharmed and free and alive. And how about the apostles? They were threatened. We are great. We are the rulers of the world. We have all power. and money and influence. You're just fishermen. Stop speaking in Jesus' name. But Peter and John didn't even bat an eyelash, but stared them down and said, "We cannot but speak of the name of the Lord our God." And their enemies were so stunned, like, oh, these fishermen, the power, the might in them, oh yeah, they've been with Jesus, and they had to let him go. And they went out and saved the world. Do you see how this power there is in boasting, if we'll put it into use? For what's the effect of our boasting, friends, versus theirs? Well, the effect will be threefold when we boast of the name of the Lord. Number one, your enemies, or whatever it is that's coming against you, will be taken aback. Bullies aren't used to people fighting and hitting them back. But when you do this, they're so stunned and astonished, they are weakened, and you gain strength by calling on the one in whom you trust for your power. And so they falter and turn back and become weak and even laughable, frankly. Secondly, your faith will quicken and come alive whenever you boast, for your fears will take flight. And it's boasting is faith going to war, getting up off the couch. When faith just gets active and you use your voice, well, up comes courage into your heart and all fear is displaced. Thirdly, God, this is the big one, okay? God is in heaven. He's going to hear you bragging on him. And he's going to say, "Did you hear that, everybody? They're bragging on me down there. My reputation is at stake. My name now is on the line. I'm going to run there and down there joyfully and defend my name and show them my power because they're bragging on me. And I'm going to give them courage for their fear and victory in the place of their defeat, for my name has been called upon." And we can do this again with people. We can do this with circumstances or especially the devil, because, you know, we get attacked. We get accused by the devil. But Luther was accused by the devil. He felt in his mind one day, in his spirit, the devil accused him of all the wrongs that he'd ever done, all of his sins. Luther didn't sit there and take that. Luther boasted back with a laugh, and he says, "Haven't you forgotten an account or two, devil? For you forgot that I also did this wrong and that wrong. But you've also forgotten that I have a Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ, in whose name I boast. And he's conquered you. He's removed my sins. He's the champion of heaven, and in him I glory. So be gone, devil." And he turned this big seven-headed dragon into a tiny little gecko with his boasts, and it ran away for the shadows. For resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. And we can resist him with a proud boast of our God. And our gospel, that by grace you've been saved through faith, by his work, not ours, means that we can only boast in the Lord. But boast in the Lord. That is the one divinely authorized way to boast. And God loves it. He delights in it. He runs to help and deliver you when you do so, at least removing your fears and giving you courage, but also giving you victory in your present circumstance at the proper time. And we can even boast, friends, against death and laugh at it now because of the name of our Lord. As Paul said, their day is coming when we'll say, "Oh, death, where now is your victory? Oh, death, where now is thy sting?" Yeah, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. From Zion's walls, we can just smile at all our foes as we sing in the hymn and learn to laugh at them through the boasts of the God upon whom we call, who is our trust for our strength, the great name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who always gives us the victory. This is divine boasting, friends. God loves it. Go after it. So let's conclude with this good word from David, Psalm 20. He says, they boast of chariots. Some boast of horses. But we boast of the name of the Lord our God. For they will collapse and fall. We shall arise and stand upright. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Answer us when we call. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called Do you boast in the Lord? Divine Boasting? A broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier. And if you're looking for a church home or would like to stop by and just visit, our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday and worship Bible study is at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the former Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages, be sure to visit our website at ChristLutheranChurchCapeCanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul, and God bless you.